coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Crop Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here. Jack Moiseev heads into Saturday's card at Mohawk Racetrack with two impressive elimination winners. Can Jackie Mo continue to work his magic with these sensational Sons of Kadabra? Well, with Jackie Mo, it's all you need to know on Trot Radio. Jack, welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
You send out both the Game Plan and Daylon Magician on Saturday night. Game Plan is looking for the win in the William Wellwood. The Magician tries to tackle the best three-year-olds in North America. Let's start with the Game Plan. You've been with this colt right from the start. When did you first sit behind him, and what was your impression of him at the time?
Well, just before you got ready to qualify, John Copas asked me to go a trip with him, and as soon as I went the last trip, he felt like a real nice horse, but you just don't know how good he is. You know, then we qualified him a couple times, and as soon as I raced him, I loved his gait, and I knew he was a pretty nice horse.
And that's all you needed to know.
That was it. John liked him all winter, the way he was training down.
Yeah. Now, what about the Magician? Obviously, you know, you had to like him from the start.
Yeah, I started driving him right off the bat, and first time I drove him, I told his owner and trainer there, that Dave Lemon, that I think he had a pretty nice horse, and he just seemed to get better and better.
Actually, it's interesting you mentioned Dave Lemon, because we spoke to him earlier, and he indicated that a Breeders' Crown supplement was a possibility. Is that more of a certainty now? Have you discussed it with Dave?
Well, he's aiming towards it. He wants to see how he does this week first, I guess, but, you know, he's got a good post position and everything, and proved he can go with the top ones, you know, American breds too, so we'll see what happens on the weekend.
Well, 5 wins in 8 outings. Losses were after a break, after an outside post and tough trip, and one race just nipped at the wire. Any reasons for that break? Because he bounced back from it in the qualifier very well.
Well, that's when they were playing around with the gate. They were trying different things, and I got him up to it a little too early, and the gate never moved in time, and he touched his nose on a gate and made a break, tried to duck under the gate. But ever since then, he's been perfect.
For those of us that aren't in the WEG loop, as it were, when you mentioned they're playing around with the gate, what specifically were they doing?
Oh, they have an automatic timer now on it.
Right.
And it's automatically run. Like, it has nothing to do with the start or the start of the race. When they push a button, the gate just starts off at a certain speed and picks up on its own. And in the beginning, they had it a little too slow.
Okay.
In the beginning, but now they got it fixed, set up pretty good now.
Got it. Friday night, you came up first up, against the favorite Money on My Mind. You wore that down that horse in the 155 win. Likely not the trip you wanted, but you managed to track record performance. What is this colt's attribute?
Well, he just, like you said, I was first up, but I got to settle past a half. And even if he's covered up for a ways, he has a pretty good kick at the end. That's the good thing about him. He tries very hard, and he's a good gaiter.
Let's look at the Magician now. First start off the bench in a while. He outsprints the Hambletonian winner, Broadband. You know this colt is special, but that trip must have been extra reassuring for you. Let's go back to Saturday night. Take us through that trip.
Yeah, well, going to the half, I didn't know if Broadband was going to try to bust to the front or not, but he stayed in, and trip worked out well for me. I ended up second over behind.
Inside from in fifth, whatever it takes. Sixth outside now, drives up Blue Porsche. Really never in it. Sim Brown, he's been gapped all the way. Three quarters, 125, 28 seconds in that third panel, and VC Chocoholic stares at a quarter of a mile of racetrack, and he's a quarter of a mile away from a 45-1 stunner in this first CTC elimination. Broadband on the outside, coming to him on that rated first over gain. Daylon Magician kicks off cover from way back, kicking on now. Blue Porsche far outside. Sim Brown is coming on. Daylon Magician in the center. Daylon Magician in a four across finish wins the first Canadian Trotting Classic elimination over Broad Bond and Sim Brown in 153-3.
Only thing I was worried about is mine hadn't raced in 3 weeks, so I thought he'd be a little short, but you know, he wore him out through the stretch. He got him right at the wire.
You got to love the fact that he was able to come back right off the bench, you know, and you'd wonder about fitness, but it certainly didn't bother him one bit.
No, he's just a nice horse to drive, and he has a big heart. Right at the end, he stuck his head out. He tries to win the race, you know.
Kind of ironic you were that you beat Broadband, and that's a horse that 1 year ago you were driving before he was injured. Did you feel any advantages having sat behind him and knowing what he can do and can't do?
Well, not really. I mean, he's a real nice horse, too. Like you see, he won the Hambletonian. He's just a great horse, and as a two-year-old, he won the elimination of the Breeders' Crown, then he went lame, but he's a real nice trotter also. Just depends on the trip, whatever happens, you know, Saturday night.
you were having, I would think, one of your better years, obviously. You've been on a roll, certainly, lately, having won the Confed Cup, just to name, you know, one of many victories of note you've had. Wasn't quite so easy sometimes. You went down in an accident this summer, lost about a month of drives. Did that provide you with the motivation to get back in the bike? Because, you know, you just want to get on those hot horses, and you'll do what you have to get back in the game. What was your motivation?
Well, like you say, when you're driving a horse like Daniel, I'm a magician and the game plan. You know, I probably should have been out 8 weeks, but I come back in 5 weeks. You know, you're driving them tight. You don't get them every year to drive.
Right.
You try. I was a little lame when I got back, but I was all right sitting in the race bike. So.
Well, you sounded up now, as they say.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm good and sound now.
20 years ago, you won the Hambo with Giant Victory. You've won numerous stakes with horses like Fool's Goal. Can you rank these two Sons of Cadabra with those great trotters?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, you know, like Giant Victory, he was a long shot when he won the Hambo, and he ended up racing real good that day, two heats. Yeah, these guys are, you know, right up there with him, probably a little better, you know.
Cadabra is certainly making his mark in the breeding shed. What do these two colts share in common that you point to as a desirable trait from the sire?
Well, like I told, I was talking to John Copers, and he bought another Cadabra in the sale yesterday, but it just seems like your gait is so much better than a lot of other sires, and they try a lot harder at the end, it seems to me. I had a lot of luck with them, and I like to stay with them.
Yeah. You've got the two-hole with both the Game Plan and Daylon Magician. That can't be coincidence, can it? Why post two?
Well, we won both, you know, each division, so I got to pick my spot. And I picked the two-hole just so I could be a little close in the beginning. So, you know, I could play it by ear, whatever I want to do from the two-hole.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're certainly in the zone, as they say, and we'll certainly be watching for you this weekend and all through the rest of the height of the racing season. Jackie Mo, thank you so much for being on Trot Radio.
Well, thanks for having me.